This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got real bad allergies, and this eye is watering. I'm not crying. Just got, I don't know why I got itchy eyes. And, oh, yeah, I know, because Zashi, one of my cats that's super, super furry, she's like a Persian Himalaya. We got her at the pound back in 2010 when the Saints won the Super Bowl. She's kind of our Saints cat. She wants to sleep next to Mama, and so I think I cats sleep on your face. So I got some really bad allergies. I'm a little puffy. I got to get the hemorrhoid cream to put on my face so I'm a little less puffy. So, with Halloween falling on a Saturday night, and then us being told by the CDC, nah, maybe just decorate the house instead or do some scavenger hunts. If trick-or-treating is going to be out this Halloween, although people have already said, oh, hell no, my friends are going, well, what's going on for New Year's? All right? Are we going to do anything for New Year's? And I'm like, well, gosh, man. You know, so I looked up, you know, the CDC guidelines, right? What does the CDC allow for New Year's? They haven't even posted it. They put some stuff up for Thanksgiving, but I don't even think they want to touch New Year's because I think they really got a spanking, right, from people with their guidance on Halloween. And I get it. They don't want kids to scream. Apparently screaming is something that can spread germs. So they say rather than kids going to people's houses, leave the candy. You know, maybe a moderate risk activity is having candy at the end of the driveway and have the kids just run and pick up their bag, which to me scares me. I'd rather kind of get a feel for who that neighbor is. I like to peek at the house. Sometimes I'll just even go to the bathroom. I'm like, can I use your bathroom? I like to go into my neighbor's homes so I kind of know if they have a meth lab or not. You know, it's just, you know. And then I leave. So problem is I can only pee so much. You know, it's kind of like your dog, cat, when you walk them in the neighborhood. Yeah, I walk my cat in the neighborhood. And, you know, they'll pee on everything. I kind of do that on New Year's because, well, one, I have to pee because we're going trick-or-drinking. But two is I want to see, you know, what's in people's houses. I kind of want to know, you know. And see, with us, when you open the door, you see like almost like a TV set. And then if you just see a little bit off of that, that's where you see all the boxes of the crap. So I'm like, okay, good. I feel good. I'm not the only one that has a whole bunch of clutter in the house, you know, that, you know, still hasn't gotten rid of. But New Year's, okay, nobody's really been talking about. Many of us travel on New Year's. I think I might be coming back right before New Year's. I'm not sure when our travel plans are, which they're probably going to be now gone because of what happened with COVID. But whenever we think of New Year's, we kind of look to New York, okay, to see what they're doing. And New York, New Year's Eve, that whole Times Square dropped the ball. I think they're still going to drop the ball, but people are not going to be able to be in Times Square. In fact, they're going to corner it off. I think there's going to be some people just for media will be there. Oh, which is cool, because maybe I could go there for media. But they're not going to have the crowds. Which, oh, my gosh, for those of us that have ever wanted to be in New Year's Eve, for, you know, for the drop the ball, we never did because of the crowds, and we thought it would be super cold. Gosh, if you're in the media and they let you in, that could be pretty cool. So I need to think about that, but I don't know. That's kind of far-fetched because they could always cancel flights. But New Year's Eve in New York, or New Year's Eve in Vegas, or New Year's Eve in Sydney, Australia, or New Year's Eve anywhere, it's a party. It is. It's a party. And who knows better to throw a party than Vegas or New York? And I've kind of had a little happy place of how we're going to, like, celebrate the end of 2020. And, I mean, I was thinking fireworks and not a gender reveal party firework, but, you know, I was just like, okay, you know what? I want to be deep in the fireworks. I want to, like, maybe beads, you know, maybe have a New Orleans-style sort of celebration, except I keep my clothes on. I mean, I wanted to get crazy this year for 2020. You guys are like, please, for the love of the Lord, don't throw Dolly any beads. But if New Year's Eve is canceling their Times Square celebration, okay, that to me is significant because it means that COVID isn't over. It means the 2020 disaster isn't over. That means New Year's Day. Well, also, you know, what's going on is New York has had to really budget cut. And to clean up after New Year's Eve is probably a $1 million event. And so my guess is to save money. They're like, you know what, just nobody be in Times Square. So now they don't have to do all the cleanup. But, you know, it's kind of, you know, get this out of your head that 2020 is just 2020. I am hoping 2021 is better. But I've been kind of fantasizing. A happy place has been how to celebrate the end of 2020 and seeing what's happening with New York. Now, New York has dropped the ball, I believe, since I think they started celebrating the Times Square New Year's Eve in 1904. From what we understand. And then 1907 is when they started to do the drop the ball thing. And can you guys kind of, you know, school me on this? The last couple years, I've tried to watch the ball drop at, I'm in Vegas, so I'm Pacific time. So 9 p.m., I'm like ready for bed, okay? I'm kind of at that age where I don't think I can make it till midnight, although I am going to this year. So 9 p.m., I turn on the TV to see the New York ball drop. And I turn it on at 8:57 or 8:58. And they don't show it. You see people in New York talking. And the last couple of years I haven't seen it. Now, is it because I'm watching a delayed broadcast? And I don't understand that, but I've been the last few years trying to catch it, and I don't catch it. And then after that, we go and we try to see the fireworks in Vegas, because Vegas, we have, you know, the Strip, and you have people out there, and people are drinking, and it's cold. You know, I mean, everyone's like, oh, Vegas is hot, it's dry heat. For some reason, New Year's Eve, we are talking Antarctica or Arctic tundra weather. I mean, it is freezing New Year's Eve. Deserts get cold. They don't get cold that long, but boy, do they get cold. So now you're standing out there, and it's really hard to go potty because I don't think you're allowed to go into the casinos to go potty because the casinos are like, okay, you guys are going to like totally flood our plumbing. So you're standing out there, and people are drinking, and everybody's banging into each other, and, you know, saying stupid things, and you're like, okay, gosh, well, when is this over? And you look at your watch, and it's 9:58. So you're like, okay, we got to stand here for 2 hours. And you don't want to leave your spot because if you go to you know what, let's go to the casino, or you might lose your spot. You can't just kind of push away in a crowd. Have you guys ever been to Disneyland?
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. Okay, the Republicans were blamed for COVID. The Democrats were blamed for COVID. The essential workers were blamed for COVID. The non-essential workers were blamed for COVID. The boomers were blamed for COVID. Then the zoomers were blamed for COVID. And, you know, and I knew somebody was going to focus, right, that Eye of Mordor on those people fighting COVID themselves. So now COVID patients are going to get the grill, and I feel so bad for you guys. So I don't know if you've seen some of the, headlines, but some of the headlines are COVID patients failed at doing one critical, crucial step. Now, I haven't had COVID. But for any of you guys that had COVID, you're like, are you kidding me? What was I supposed to do? I had fever, I had body aches, I had diarrhea, I had cough, I had shortness of breath, I went to the hospital. I, you know, didn't ask for hydroxychloroquine. I didn't eat fish cleaner. I did everything that, you know, the media told me to do. What did I do wrong? Well, apparently, the headline surrounds you guys. This is you guys. This is on you. Okay, you bad, bad people having COVID. You guys didn't help facilitate contact tracing. When you got COVID, you didn't pony up all your contacts. And for some of you who did, they didn't, the contact numbers, like, either, like, didn't work, or the relatives, you gave up, right, to the health officials, were nowhere to be found. So we've kind of had this data gathering, I think it's coming out of North Carolina, where I think North Carolina, for example, that's just one of the examples, half of coronavirus patients in one county didn't even give their contact names, right, of who they've been associated with. And then some of the other counties and other states, they couldn't even get a hold of contacts when you did pony them up. So I think we need to kind of talk about this because, you know, I didn't even think about that. If I, let's say, come down with COVID, are my friends and family, coworkers, media peeps gonna really want me to bring up their name to a government entity who's going to then call them, basically tell them to not work, to go get tested, and isolate? You know, it's interesting. I have a lot of friends. But I'm noticing many of them have been kind of laying low. And I thought it was because, well, maybe I changed my deodorant or, you know, we're not going to happy hour. We're not. I think it's because they see me out and about and they are so afraid because I'm so public. And I'll tell you guys if I have COVID. I mean, I'll tell you guys if I got exposed or something. Remember when I had my UTI? Oh, man, we did a whole show. We talked about that for a week. So I'm wondering if what a lot of my friends are doing is saying, you know what, I'm going to act like I don't know Dahlia, because if she, God forbid, does get COVID, I'm out of work for 2 weeks. So this contact tracing, and mind you, as a physician and well-versed in epidemiology and virology, contact tracing is vital to put an end to any pandemic. Somebody has, sorry, I need to restart my MacBook Pro. Oh, I don't really like Mac. I'm sorry. My MacBook Pro is horrible. I like my Dell better, as long as I, you know, don't lose my charger. So if you, let's say, get sick and we think you were at, let's say, a restaurant or at work or whatever, if we are contact tracers, we reach out to them and say, look, we just want to let you know you've been exposed. They're like, oh, man, thank you so much for telling us. Okay, this is in a perfect world. All right? That person, it was around 5, 6 people, 10 people. We reach out to those 10 people. We make sure they isolate. They don't, you know, expose others. We can very effectively limit that exposure. This is what they do with Ebola, you know, in the Congo. This is, you know, how we deal with a lot of infectious disease. Same thing with STDs. If you've had an STD, you need to report to the health department contacts. Those contacts get, you know, a call. Hey, sounds like you might have been exposed to an STD. You need to get yourself tested. You need to make sure you don't, you know, I mean, that's what we have to do with infectious disease. We have to stop the spread, right? So epidemiologic-wise, it's contact tracing is one of the most effective tools, okay, in theory. Now, let's look at practicality. I told you early on, when all this was happening in March and April, people are going to lie through their teeth. People are not going to be like, excuse me, I think I have COVID. The fear of not being able to go to work is not an easy thing to expect somebody to take on wholeheartedly. But then on top of that, Look at how people were looking at COVID back in February and March. They thought you were, like, diseased. They didn't even really, a lot of people didn't really even buy the whole two-week thing. They're like, if you had COVID, I don't want you around at all. You know, I'm hearing to people who had COVID and they come back to work, and coworkers are telling me the person coughed. And I know it's been a month, but how do I know that cough doesn't have COVID? Now, the CDC told us, you know, it should be okay to go back to work after 10 days. But I think the average person is like, how do we know they're not infectious with something? Now everybody's anti-cough, everybody's anti-sneezing, you know, they're not anti-sex, but you know, until more data comes out with that, right now people are more freaked out about somebody coughing or sneezing, and so I think other people have kind of learned over the summer that they don't want to be a COVIDite. And they don't want people to know if they had COVID. Well, you have the people on Facebook where they tell everybody, which is kind of cool. And they'll, like, describe it ad nauseum. I mean, they will go through everything. Like, I'm having trouble breathing, I'm having body aches, and I'm having that. And me and the media, I would probably do the same thing, you know? If I finally get my hysterectomy, I will, in very minute detail, describe all of that. You know, because I think, when you're a reporter, you're a reporter. When you're in journalism, you like to, you know, share. You're like, if I'm going to go through all this pain, I want to better the world, so you're going to talk about it. But I think the average person is like, no, I had allergies. And like, I think I'm going to keep my COVID test private. So when you start taking a look at some of the data and how some of the officials are like, you know what, the contact tracing wasn't as thorough as it should have been. If you don't have 100% contact tracing, you lose cases. It's worthless. If you're only having 50% of the population, you know, say, all right, yeah, here's my family, but that's all I'm telling you, then you can't effectively quarantine and stop the epidemic. That's kind of why we also have this issue as well. I mean, you know, you have so many people with cases and they're not going to remember who they were with, you know, 2 weeks ago. I mean, I seriously don't remember where I got my groceries within the last couple of weeks, because it all depends on, you know, if I have to turn right or turn left. So if I'm like, oh, I need groceries, and the shopping center is on the right, I'll turn in. But if it's on the left, I just don't get groceries. So I don't really remember what I did in the last 2 weeks. So I can't even tell you where I've been in the last 2 weeks. You know, I just don't, and you know, I'm at that point with my memory, I just don't know. And so, you know, for us to move forward, you know, a lot of us are just kind of the mindset of, look, it's out there, it's all over, all right, we're just going to have to deal with it, we're going to have to make sure our sick people are protected and isolated, and we're going to have to make sure they get medical treatment right away. Everybody, don't be stupid. I think that's kind of where a lot of us are. You know, let's get back to work, you know, we'll do the mask thing, we'll do the social distance thing, but, you know, let's try to get our economy back up. It's a bad, bad virus, it's a scary virus, but it's not going away. And since we can't be on lockdown for years at a time, let's just figure out how to live with this, get the vaccine, try to get some herd immunity going. And I think the majority of us are there. The problem is as we get new clusters of virus, your state officials are going to want names, and they're going to want, you know, and I just have the feeling that these, you've had conversations among family and coworkers and all that. And if you give my name out to anybody, I'm going to bust you in the lip. I mean, I just kind of have a feeling that people are, I mean, you know, when I do telemedicine, you know, and they're calling saying, oh, I need an antibiotic for this because I have a cough and I have a headache and I have, you know, body aches and I have runny nose. I'm like, you know, it could be COVID. They're like, oh, cancel the visit. I don't want anybody thinking I have COVID. So I don't know what the answer is. You have a lot of people out there that can't work from home. Or they work with people that, you know, have these biases or have these fears. And I don't know how to approach people that don't want to be reported and don't want to be, I get that. I get it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania pay their respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as her casket lies in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court. The first couple met by some protesters outside the building as they arrived.
We reject your stolen right!
Those protesters angry that the President and Senate Republicans are moving quickly to fill the vacancy before November's election. President Trump expected to nominate a conservative woman to succeed the liberal Ginsburg on Saturday. Louisville police say 127 people have been arrested after the decision in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. Demonstrators filling the streets yesterday after learning there were no charges in the actual death of Taylor from a grand jury against the officers involved. This is USA Radio News. The Labor Department reporting the first-time jobless claims last week increased slightly to 870,000 total. That was 20,000 more than what most economists were expecting. Wall Street's been lower since opening this morning following the release of that report. The largest wildfire in Colorado history is now completely under control, as fire officials say the Pine Gulch fire in the western part of the state is 100% contained, but not before it burned over 139,000 acres after starting back on the 31st of July. President Trump to be in Jacksonville, Florida for a speech tonight at Cecil Airport, an appearance scheduled for 7 p.m. Eastern, but dozens of fans were already lining up there at 5 o'clock this morning. The president was scheduled to be in Jacksonville last month to give his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention, but that was canceled because of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as many of us heard, two Louisville police officers were shot last night as protesters marched following news that only one of the three officers involved in the Breonna Taylor's death was indicted on first-degree wanton endangerment charges. The other two officers who also fired shots during the botched raid were not indicted. And so people have been protesting that no one was charged with the official killing of the 26-year-old emergency room technician and aspiring nurse. And so the Breonna Taylor events, which we've spoken about, you know, have been just so, so tragic, where there was a warrant, the police officers entered the apartment. Allegedly, shots were fired from, I believe, her boyfriend. Shots fired back. She unfortunately gets shot in the crossfire. Bullets also go into other apartments. Luckily, they didn't hurt other people in other apartments. And so the wanton endangerment charges have been causing a lot of, let's say, controversy and anger because it wasn't murder or manslaughter. And so, you know, the assailant who shot the two police officers, from what I understand, is going to be charged with the same charge as wanton endangerment as opposed to attempted murder. So the debate is going to ensue, and there's it's not easy. When you have somebody who's innocent and dies, you know, in gunfire between, you know, people back and forth, it's tragic. But as we've talked about on the show before, murder, when somebody dies, murder versus manslaughter, there's in legalese, there's much different definitions of. And so if somebody gets caught in crossfire or gets shot during a police shooting, I don't know if we have a very consistent call on what sort of what that ends up being called. Unfortunately, now that somebody shooting two officers is not called attempted murder, it's called wanton endangerment. It's going to get ugly. It's just so tragic all the way around. We'll keep you guys posted. From what we understand, both officers are stable. And again, our hearts and prayers are with Brianna's family. Again, always tragic when somebody dies who doesn't need to. Unfortunately, it's, you know, I know I'm, you know, naive. I just don't understand. You know, when, you know, there's, you know, police interactions with people, you know, why there's not that, you know, freeze and, you know, we're going to talk to you first, we're going to search, we're going to, I don't understand why people start, you know, why there's weapons, why there's shootings, why there's, you know, it just, and you know, things escalate. And unfortunately, we have innocent people that get hurt in the process. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, one of you had asked me about the term white pride. And the reason why this has come up is I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And in one of the suburb areas near one of the schools, somebody had put a sticker. It had a swastika on it. And it said white pride. And it was put on a pedestrian sign where you push the button to be able to cross the street. And it had the swastika, and it said above it, I think there was an eagle. I don't even know if it was a bald eagle. I need to double check what it looks like. But it said white pride. And somebody had mentioned on Facebook, they go, why did white pride end up, you know, transforming to having a swastika? You know, why did white supremacists take that term? We have gay pride, we have Latino pride, we have black pride, we have Asian pride, we have pride parades all the time. I think there's Puerto Rican pride, but white pride, pride of, you know, being proud of any of your ancestry, even Asians or Latinos or African Americans that have white ancestry, white pride is an immediate white supremacist term. And people have asked, why, how did that happen? And so I don't know the history of it. I haven't really looked at that. I mean, we do know that in Nazi Germany, they preferred Aryans, not Caucasians or Caucasians that had, you know, darker features, some Semitic features. But, you know, in the Nazi era, they really tried to aspire to have a population of non-medically challenged, non-mentally challenged, non-gay, non-Jew, non-Muslim, non-conforming people within their population. And so, to me, it's an eagle. This image here is an eagle on top of a Nazi a swastika, and then it says white pride. So now there's been some debate on whether that actually was not put up by Nazis in the area, but put up by others who, you know, want to, stigmatize the, you know, relationship between that. And the term white pride, it's been hijacked by the supremacists. It's a supremacist term. So, no, you know, we could be proud of, you know, our Latino heritage or our gay heritage or our Asian heritage, black heritage, you know, but for Caucasian, you use that term because somebody used it and they got accused of being, unfortunately, you know, a supremacist. So it's just not a politically correct term these days. I found it odd. But somebody stuck it on a school crossing sign. And whether Nazism is perpetuating and wanting to pervade schools, because it was by a nearby school, or whether somebody wants to associate people who are white with Nazism, it's bad all around. But I get very, very angry when people accuse, right, non-Nazis of being Nazis or aspire or say, oh, yeah, you know, the Holocaust didn't exist or the Nazis were, you know, they were just, you know, a political organization and it was no. Those who were Nazi. I mean, what Hitler did, it wasn't just about the Jews. He went after Catholics. He went after Protestants. He went after Christians, Muslims, Russians, Gypsies, black, white, LGBTQ, disabled, mentally challenged. If you were an American Republican, or if you were an American Democrat, he was against you too. I mean, if you liked American politics, you died. And one thing that was really significant about Nazi Germany is Nazis would turn on themselves. I don't know if you guys saw Man in the High Castle, but it was it kind of exemplified this where, you know, yeah, the Nazi Party looks like it's all about the brotherhood and the fatherhood and the fatherland and all that. But if you were a Nazi that didn't conform to their ways, you were next. If you were a Nazi who got sick or, you know, had, you know, certain, you know, health issues, or if you had, you know, let's say a family member, if you were Nazi, but you had a family member who was Jewish, distant relative, you were in fear of, you know. So the point I made was Nazis went after their own flesh and blood. And so, you know, eventually they turn on each other. So it's a shame that you still see it alive and well. It's also a shame if people are trying to use it to accuse, you know, certain demographics, you know, of being Nazis. But we have a very, very, you know, unfortunate landscape right now that, you know, is you know, still perpetuating hate. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll go to the phone lines right now. We got Richard. I think we've talked to you before, Richard. How are you doing, man?
Good, doctor. Thanks for allowing me to be on your program again.
Of course, of course. What you got for us?
I want to tell you a little story that happened to me about a year and a half ago based on what you were talking about, your previous segment about dividing us up into all these ethnic groups. It was Christmas Eve. It was 2016. I'm in the Kohl's parking lot in San Antonio, Texas. On the back of my car, I have a sign that says, "How about we all be just Americans?" A middle-aged black man walks up to me. He says, "Is this your car?" I say, "Yes, it is." He says, "Is that your message?" I say, "Yes, it is." He puts out his hand. He says, "That's a great message, sir. Thank you so much. I really think we should all be just Americans. We wish each other Merry Christmas when we walk our separate ways." So, see, that's what we need to get back to. We need to get away from the ethnic thing and just get back to being just Americans. I actually wrote a book under that pen name. I'll be quiet now.
I love that. Yeah, I've started a hashtag America First. I think you know, I mean, I do love culture. I think there's so many, I love Cinco de Mayo and, you know, Irish, oh my gosh, St. Patrick's Day. I mean, I do love culture, and I do think that, you know, is something that, you know, within our families and our communities are important, but the divide and the accusation of being racist and it's heartbreaking because we are Americans, you know? I mean, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, and I can tell you, it doesn't matter what race or, you know, type of work or occupation you have, if you're another Dallas Cowboy fan, we bond. And you know, I understand tribalism, but I think, you know, being the American tribe or tribalizing based on, you know, us having our patriotism, I agree. And I like that message. I hashtag America First. What's the name of your book, Richard?
It's called Interviews with the Founders, The Way America Is Now and The Way America Is Supposed to Be. And the pen name is Justin American, kind of a play on words, right? Justin American.
Yeah. Well, very cool. No, again, I'd rather be productive and you know, more positive and unify. And but you know what? I think there's just populations out there that don't want to unify. Like this sticker I saw the other day. I mean, was it put by somebody who was Nazi, or was it put by somebody who wanted people to be, you know, I don't know, anti-white? I don't know. I think there's groups out there that, you know, do like the division, and we've spoken about that before. Richard, bless you, man. Good luck, okay? Thank you, and I hope your book sells.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
Anytime. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we're going to be talking about this next segment. The Electoral College is back in the news. And the reason why the Electoral College is back in the news is because we got another election coming up. And it's interesting because, you know, I've heard this on both sides. When Obama won, you heard from, you know, the Republicans, oh, man, we have a problem with the Electoral College. When Trump won or Bush won, you heard from the Democrats, we have an issue with Electoral College. So a Gallup poll was done, and it was only about 1,000 people, okay? So it wasn't a huge population sample size. But they interviewed about 1,061 people, I think, 1,000 people, a little over 1,000, and 61% want the Electoral College abolished. And the Electoral College, I think, was probably one of the more brilliant things that our founding fathers had done, because the Electoral College just didn't leave it up to a popularity vote. Now, you would think when people vote, they go, all in favor say aye, all in favor say nay, and if there's, you know, however many more people, you know, the more popular somebody is, they win. Okay. Well, as many of you guys know, popularity contests in school didn't necessarily mean the person who was popular was the most worthy. But when you do popularity votes, especially when you're looking at a country, then certain places that are more populous have a huge advantage. So if you're living in New York, and if you're living in California, and by the way, if you're polled there, I don't know where Gallup polled, but from what I understand, it was supposed to be across, you know, a more wider geographic area, and you have a lot of the population, you're going to want to have more say into the president. And you do. You do. If you live in New York and you have, or you live in California, you get more electoral votes. But the thing is we have 50 states, all right, and territories. And so we have Iowa. And Iowa should have a say. We have Kentucky. Kentucky should have a say. Wyoming should have a say. Montana should have a say. And if they don't have a say, that means New York and L.A., with the politics that they need, and, you know, win. So whether it's a Republican who wins or a Democrat who wins, all right, we need to be able to have the say of all the states because it's their president. And the Electoral College preserves that. Now, I mean, I'm telling you right now, if Trump loses, you're going to have calls from the right, you know, talk about the, how the Electoral College is messed up. If Trump wins, you're going to have calls from the left that, you know, the Electoral College is wrong. So, you know, I think we see a trend that whoever loses, you know, wants to start, you know, changing the Constitution. And I, you know, this, the psychology behind losing is fascinating. I mean, you could write volumes. People don't like to lose. And when people lose, they, and they really think their choice was right. You know, I mean, there are people out there that love Trump or hate Trump, and they really truly believe that, that their political ideology is the only one that should exist. So when you lose, you start to shatter your faith on why was this person voted in or why was this person voted out? Why would the country do that? And so not only do you get mad that you lost, but you also kind of get mad that your opinion wasn't the quote-unquote majority. And so people want to be a part of, or they want other people to feel the same way as they do. And so, you know, we're looking at, you know, what's going to happen with mail-in ballots. You know, absentee ballot system, very delicately choreographed system, planned. Many of the absentee ballots don't get counted because if the state is already moving towards one electoral vote or moving towards one way, they're like, you know what, the extra 5,000 votes don't count. Going to mass voting, as we've discussed, opens up a whole slew of issues. So we're hearing that Donald Trump might not buy the result, right? Might not buy it, meaning figuratively, if we don't have all the votes in, if we're still being told, oh, yeah, some of these votes weren't counted, if there's not really a lot of checks and balances, you know, we assume that the United States Postal Service would be ideal for this being neutral, but then every now and then you see videos of people throwing away mail. You see people reading other people's mail. Or you see people stealing other people's mail. So you lose a little bit of faith in how secure that could be. And looks like we can't do online because many people don't have access to internet, Wi-Fi, you have ability to hack into it. And so, again, the founding fathers had established voting in terms of you casting your own ballot. I mean, for centuries, we casted our own ballot in person, with the exception of somebody counting them afterwards or playing around with the box or whatever, ballot box, at least you know that your vote went in. So, you know, what's going to happen if the Democrats lose or the Republicans lose because of voting, because of the way the votes went? My guess is somebody, right, you know, opposite of November, is going to ask for a big constitutional change. I vote don't mess with the Electoral College because I really do want to hear from states like Mississippi and Oklahoma and Montana, you know, and Utah and Nevada. I mean, I want Nevada to have a vote. 1-877-DOLLY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.